This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. We wonder why our children are a reflection of our family. We wonder why our world is a reflection of our children. We wonder why the things that go on in this world are so interesting for what kind of a family life we have. What kind of family life do you have? What kind of family life do I have? Do I remember my parents as guides who were showing me the pathway to follow divinely beautiful things? Or do I remember my parents as being just a bother, always getting in my way when I wanted to do something, always telling me what I'm supposed to do and irritating the living daylights out of me? This is the way it is in many families. And I think if we could look into the families of the people who go astray of the law, or who go astray of the principle or the values of life and hurt others and take from others, we would find that these children were brought up in families where they were given carte blanche to do whatever they wanted to do, or they hated the authority that was placed over them. How can we ever live in a world where we don't hate the authority placed over us? How can we ever live in a world, in a household, where we are living in a world where we are placed with authority over us that we are not totally satisfied with? How can we ever have that situation happen to us where we live in a harmonious world, a harmonious family, a harmonious life? Well, when we ourselves make it. When we ourselves do all those things that we are asked to do in our family, lovingly, gently, beautifully, with all our heart and all our soul and all our being, knowing that it's the thing that we really want to do, then somehow we work out all right. But you ask, what about all the children who are not living in such a harmonious home? What about all the families who are not living? Well, let's put it this way. We all have created every circumstance in our life, whether it be our family, or whether it be our world, whether it be the conditions, our ability to be a genius, or our ability to be an average student, or less. All those things are things that we have created. Now, it doesn't matter what we have done in the past. That's past. It doesn't matter what the future is going to be. That's going to be what it's going to be. But it does matter what right now is, this moment, right now. What am I doing right now? Am I unhappy with my past, or am I unhappy with the world, or am I unhappy with circumstances the way it may appear to be? Am I unhappy with any type of values that may have been thrust upon me, or upon the world, or upon circumstances in life? If I am, then I am just living them further. I am giving them additional power to continue to be that which I say I don't like. However, if I really believe that there are good things that can be done in this world, and I do them, if I really believe that I am a worthwhile being, if I really believe that all in the world is in divine order and beautiful, if I really believe this, if I put that cause in motion, I have established a new value upon which to base my experience in life. I have established a new value upon which my world can exist and coexist with itself. And whatever is past is past, whatever is future is future. The now is the only thing. What am I doing right now? Am I a happy person right now? Am I a joyous person right now? Am I looking for good in the world right now? Am I being the type of parent that I would like to have had when I was a child? Am I being the kind of a neighbor, the kind of a friend? Am I being the kind of a employee or employer? Am I being the kind of person that I would respect if I were not the kind of person that I am? Well, perhaps you have to be the kind of person you are to respect the kind of person that you'd like to be. And then you are that which you would like to be. You live as that person is that you would like to be. You act as that person acts who you would like to be, because you are that person that you would like to be. You are that person that is desirable in your heart. You are that person with morals, with attitudes. You are that person who has values. You are that person who is a worthwhile person. You bet. And you are that person only because you have made the choice. You don't look at the past. You don't look at the future. You don't look at other people's lives. You just look at your life. How are you responding to anything that's going on in your world? Are you being the ideal mother, father, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, cousin? Are you the ideal person who is involved? A good person in a negative situation responds in a good way. A negative person in a good situation responds in a negative way. Now, what kind of a person are you? Are you a good person in a negative situation responding in a positive way? Are you a good person at all times, because now is all that you're living it, one moment at a time, one experience at a time, one attitude at a time? And you look at your neighbors and you don't judge them, but you say, yes, unconditional love. I see you doing all things that are for your highest and best. You have every attitude. In life, you're not possessed by what other people have. You're not possessed by what possibilities you could have. But you live in the experience that all is yours right now. All is done in your life right now. And you are a finished product. Yes. Our values in life are what we establish this moment right now. Not what happened in our childhood or what happened in our growing up years or what will happen in the future. But right now, we live now, the only time there is, the only beautiful world we live in. Join me in this reality. And as you join me in this reality, you'll find that you too already are a beautiful person, being a person of values, a person of integrity, right now and forevermore. And so it is. Enjoy this moment and enjoy it now. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry. And if you'd like to talk to a practitioner, dial 1-619-478-5111. Each person will speak to you is a practitioner, and they will tell you it is done. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry, and know that we are here for you, and that I love you, I love you, I love you.